Hi, I'm Elisa Pardini, the host of Destination Vacaville and president and CEO of Visit Vacaville. Our podcast introduces you to the people and places that make visiting our city such a unique travel experience. Join me in discovering all that Vacaville has to offer, like seasonal adventures, agricultural tourism, family activities, culinary delights, wine country, and more. Destination Vacaville, let's go. Today, I'm joined by two guests from Vacaville Police Activities League, also known as VACAPAL. So welcome, Andrea Gonzalez, Youth Development Senior Program Coordinator, and Rafael Espinoza, the PAL Teens President. Thanks for joining me, you guys.
Thank you for having us today.
Happy to be here.
Tell me a little bit about VACAPAL and how long it's been around and how it benefits our community.
Of course, Vacaville PAL was established in 1996, so it's been around for about 28 years, and the program serves Vacaville residents or Vacaville Unified School District enrolled students between the ages of 7 to 18, and it benefits Vacaville because we're investing our time in helping our youth become good citizens and future leaders for our city, as well as being able to see our officers beyond their badge and just, you know, letting them know that they are people outside of their job and that they're just like any other person, just with more of a complex job.
How did you get involved with VACAPAL?
So I've actually been working for the city of Vacaville for about 9 years now. And 5 of those years, I worked with the Parks and Recreation Department. And in 2020, I got hired at the police department and I'm going on my 4th year with them. And previously, PAL was actually under the Parks and Rec Department, and I was actually a part of their team for about 3 years back from like 2016 to like 2018. And then in 2020, I came back to PAL. So I kind of made my way back around to it. And that's kind of how I've got involved. And I'll let Rafa tell his side.
Yeah, I got involved because my aunt and my parents, they signed me up for this program transitioning back into in-person school. So I was a really awkward kid. Right. I couldn't really handle social situations, but, you know, I gave it a shot and I really fell in love with this program because I really loved how friendly everyone was. Everyone felt very welcoming. It felt like, you know, I belonged here. Like you weren't like an outsider coming in. It's like, oh, you've always been, you know, and so I really loved that about this program. I'm very happy that I stuck around and it gave me a lot of opportunities to grow and become who I am now.
That's great. What about the mission of PAL? What's the purpose of the organization?
So our purpose of PAL is to be able to build positive relationships between our officers and our youth in the community. We want them to trust law enforcement, you know, here locally. We want them to feel safe. So that's our main mission. And with our PAL specifically, we are able to really build up the confidence in our youth, and so they could be the leaders of our future.
Rafa, what's your favorite thing about being involved with PAL?
I would say my favorite thing is feeling like you're a part of something, you know, because I've been to city hall meetings and it's interesting to see how behind the scenes of how things work. And I think another very important thing that stands out to me is I've gotten a chance to go to some really awesome places like Washington, D.C. And I've been given the opportunity to go to these insane places that I never thought I'd ever be able to go. You know, I thought I'd just, you know, stay here in Vacaville, you know, do where I go. It's amazing. You know, I love it. I love all the opportunities it's given me and all the things it's taught me.
I love that there's these long distance field trips. How does one participate in that or how does that work?
Yeah, so we actually have affiliation with different PAL chapters. So we're affiliated with the California Police Activities League and the National Police Activities League that give us the opportunity to be able to provide long distance trips and overnight trips for about sometimes maybe even 4 days. And the way that the kids can participate in these trips is by attending the PAL Teens meetings, that they're showing their commitment to their community, participating in the weekend community outreach events. So basically what we really try to teach our teens is we kind of work hard before we play hard. We try to teach our teens that it's important to basically work for what they want. And what happens there is when they're attending the PAL Teens meetings and participating in weekend outreach events, we kind of give these conferences as prizes to them. So everything is completely free, like I've mentioned. So really all we want is for them to show their commitment. And we love that we have the opportunity to be able to take them to these long distance and overnight field trips.
Nice. What do you do as the Palatine's president?
So what I do is I start up the meetings and I make sure everyone's focusing on what we're doing. People aren't talking over each other, kind of keeping the order, make sure no one is just interrupting each other. We also come up with games during the meetings to just have a good time and to work on team building skills, things like that.
Nice. How do kids participate in Backup Howl if they're interested? Like, how do they get involved?
Yeah, so kids participate by usually like their parents just talk to each other. You know, we've had a lot of growth from word of mouth. So they can go online to our website at backupvillepal.com and they'll see that there's an e-application. They can fill it out. And what happens is that as soon as our staff is able to process the application, we will communicate with the parents what the process is for each registration for each event. And that's kind of how we'll get them going. Everything is completely free. So we'll kind of dive into what our programs are.
Rafa, what do you think an ideal candidate to be involved in Palatine's would look like or be?
I think anyone can really join this program because we accept everyone. I think the one thing I can say is that drive for some people. You can't offer someone help if they don't want it. So I would say people who have that drive within them, I feel like they'll gravitate toward this kind of program and they'll fall in love with it, just like so many other people in this program have. I would say that's what it takes, just to have that motivation to, you know, get outside your comfort zone. You know, that's what I would say.
Nice. So you clearly have that drive. I would not have guessed that you were socially awkward, as you self-described. So you talked about free cost, which is awesome. Are there accommodations for anyone with physical limitations, vision, hearing?
So we have had instances where we have participants who have special needs and we've had no problem discussing what it is that their kid needs. And we definitely go out of our way to make sure that their kid feels comfortable and that the parent feels comfortable. So we welcome anyone and everyone between the ages of 7 to 18.
Nice. Can you tell us about the programs that you have going on?
So absolutely. For kids from the ages of 7 to 11, we call them our PAL kids. And with our PAL kids, we actually use our older kiddos, PAL teens, ages 12 to 18. So what happens is that our teens get together and they create educative and fun presentations for our kids. And we meet with our little ones twice a month, the second and the fourth Wednesday of each month. And what we do with them is that the teens will present educational presentation. And it'll include something along the topics of how important it is to learn their parents' phone numbers or their parents' addresses. And within that educational presentation, we do take time to build rapport with them. So we have a snack with them, we eat with them, and then we also include a hands-on activity that will usually be along the theme of the presentation.
And for PAL teens, we have a meeting twice a month. I think it's first and third week of the month. And that's for ages 13 to 18. And during the meetings, we have an agenda that we pass out to everyone as they're walking in. And we have everyone introduce themselves. We ask them like a little fun question and just to get them like kind of warmed up. And then also with that, we get pizza, which is really good. We just finished up our curriculum, so which is interesting, very interesting, because it kind of teaches you kind of how to come back as a leader and kind of. And along with that, we also do, like I said, team building activities where it's just fun little activities to, you know, have fun with your friends. And then towards the end, we discuss all our things coming up in the month or in the months coming and who's being invited to the events and who wants to sign up for them. And then at the end, we all say goodbye and that's it.
I know you had a cupcake decorating activity for your PAL kids for St. Patrick's Day. What other activities do you have planned for PAL kids?
So coming up, we actually have a PAL Cup soccer game, which is going to be our officers versus our PAL kids and our PAL teens.
Fun.
I actually let Rafa chime in as he did attend last year, and he can talk a little bit more about what we did at our PAL Cup.
Yeah, no, it was a great time. I had a really fun time. It was two teams of cops and then PAL teens. And it was a really fun time. we were all having fun, kicking the ball, right? Obviously, I mean, soccer, but it was a lot of fun. You know, the cops were super cool, super friendly. I was exhausted after, you know, and it was awesome getting to play soccer again with my friends, everyone there. So it was a great time. I loved it.
Oh, that sounds fun. What else do you have going on for PAL teams?
So during the summer, we actually have a free program for baseball and softball for all of our kids here in Vacaville. So it's actually for ages 7 to 13. So Junior Giants is the foundation that hosts our baseball and softball events during the summer. So we meet with our kids for 8 weeks once a week, and we actually have our teens volunteer to help us run this event, as well as parents, teachers, anyone is invited to help us with the event, as we do always need a lot of coaches. If anyone is interested in helping us coach, we do have our open registration. April 1st is going to be open for everyone to join. So we're super excited as we're going to get to do our Junior Giants event this summer again from June to August for 8 weeks once a week.
That's great that you have that coaching opportunity. Do you have other volunteer opportunities within PAL?
Yeah, so from time to time, we do have people who are interested in an unpaid volunteer position. So if a parent or grandparent, anyone who's interested in helping us with the kids, we do have those opportunities. Anyone who wants to join and help us can come down and visit us at our PAL office, which is actually located at the Shereen Wilkerson Academy of Excellence campus here in Vacaville. So we do have applications. They would just have to fill it out, get their life scan. And once they're approved, we can have them help us out during any of our large scale events.
You said that you were part of Parks and Rec previously, and now you're independent. Do you have funding that is specifically for PAL? Do you operate off of donations?
Yes, absolutely. So PAL is actually a nonprofit. So we do have a PAL board full of members who are from the community, business owners who have spent and dedicated their time to raising funds for our PAL teens and our PAL kids. So they're the ones that work limitlessly to be able to provide the funds for our programs. So the city actually does kind of have the positions available for us. So for example, the city will, you know, we're hired by the city, but in terms of programming, the programs are all funded by the PAL board. So if anyone would be interested in donating, they can visit our webpage at vacavillepal.com. And we do have a PAL Venmo, and we do have an address of our PAL board member who's in charge of all of our donations. And anyone who's interested can also write a check, send a check, or we can gather with them to let them know what their options are for any donations.
Do you want to go ahead and share that PAL Venmo just while we can?
So our Venmo is at VacaPAL, and the name on it is just Vacaville Police Activities League. It has our logo, so anyone interested in sending a Venmo donation, the username is at VacaPAL, VacaPAL.
Awesome. So the programs in the summer, is it a full day, half day? Is it by day, by week? Can you shed a little light on that?
Absolutely. So our programs are year round, but unfortunately we do not host them every day. So for example, in terms of our Junior Giants baseball and softball program, that one it will only be hosted once a day for 8 weeks. And as far as our PAL Kids and PAL Teens programs go, we do meet with them twice a month. So for example, our PAL Kids, they meet every first and third Wednesdays of each month. And our PAL Teens meet every second and fourth Wednesdays of each month. So our programs are year-round, but they are not every day. We just happen to have different activities and community service outreach events that we might be at on different days. So usually we will host some maybe like on a Saturday or a Sunday. It just kind of depends on what's going on in the community. But as far as actual programming goes, it's only about once a week.
Got it. So you have your set program meeting days, but then sprinkled in there throughout the month are those additional events. So you're getting to interact with like your friends within PAL more often.
Exactly.
Another question. For the events that you guys put on, are visitors allowed to go to those or only the people who are already involved with your programs?
So due to liability reasons, we do only allow participants who are already enrolled. I wouldn't want that to deter anyone to like not signing up their kids. So we would absolutely, you know, we can schedule something if someone wasn't sure, but really mainly for liability, if they do happen to participate on a day that they're visiting, we do have them fill out an application. But if it's something that someone wanted to do, like for just maybe one day, we can definitely work with their parents or guardians and making sure that they can just fill out the application quickly. That way we can have them join that one day and see if, well, where we can go from there and if they want to stay with the program.
So can you tell us the hours of operation of your office for people who want to stop by and apply, share any social handles where they can find you and follow you?
Absolutely. So our office is located at Shireen Wilkerson Academy of Excellence here in Vacaville. The address is 343 Brown Street, and the zip code is 95688. Our hours of operation are usually 8 a.m. to about 5 p.m., but on most days, well, we do have a lot of events, we do happen to work a little bit later, so we might not be in the office. So if anyone ever has any questions or would like to make an appointment, they can call us at 707-449-1859 or visit our website at vacavillepal.com.
What about you, Rafa? Do you have anything that you'd want to add?
No, it almost feels like, I would say PAL is like a second family to me. I would say everyone who's in this program, like, it's like family to me. So being able to go there, it's like, oh, it's a trip with family. So I really, really love them. And I honestly would say that without them, I probably wouldn't be able to do a lot of things I do now. You know, I'd still, like I said earlier, it'd be very awkward, you know?
Thank you so much, Andrea and Rafa, for joining me today. I loved hearing about VacaPal, and I really hope to see a sporting event soon where I get to see the kids play against our officers in town. That would be a hoot.
Oh, we'd love to have you. Please join us whenever you can.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to Destination Vacaville from Visit Vacaville, the city's official destination marketing organization. For more information on the people and places covered in today's episode and ideas for trip planning, head to visitvacaville.com. Music by Kurt Gellerstead. And thank you to Florist Podcast Productions for their work on this and every episode of Destination Vacaville.